Discussions about casino in Richmond, Virginia. Back on the table. Political infighting over budget issues within Virginia's government could prove beneficial for an effort to bring a casino to Richmond. Supporters of the Richmond Casino Initiative received a positive development when discussions between representatives from the House and Senate about a modified state budget fell through last week. Future casino still on the table. It appears that the underlying message from the discussion breakdown is that the upcoming general meeting will not impede another vote regarding a $560 million casino project in the south side of the capital city. Worries had arisen that the revised budget might contain provisions to hinder a vote in the November general election, similar to what lawmakers did while crafting the 2022-24 budget. However, the stalled budget talks seemed to remove that possibility. The 2021 election witnessed the rejection by Richmond voters toward a compact-sized casino. However, an alternative vote has been collectively agreed upon by Mayor LeVar M. Stoney and the City Council. Presently, City Hall awaits the decision of the Virginia Lottery, the governing body responsible for overseeing casinos, to grant authorization for the referendum. It's projected that this process will be completed before the end of this month. This would subsequently enable the city to pursue a decree from the Richmond Circuit Court, thereby placing the matter of the casino on the upcoming ballot. Despite not explicitly rejecting the casino, the court's decision not to engage in discussions regarding a substantial $3 billion in state revenue has shattered the school system's aspirations for additional funds, resulting in the subsequent urgency to enhance expenditure on mental health services. In light of these circumstances, Virginia Governor Glenn A. Youngkin possesses the power to convene a special legislative session in order to reinitiate deliberations on this matter. Legislative chambers at loggerheads. Youngkin put forward a suggestion, but the main cause of the failure can be attributed to a clash between negotiators from the Republican-controlled House and the Democratic-controlled Senate. Their disagreement centered around the allocation of funds, specifically whether a larger portion should be dedicated to local taxes rather than being channeled toward the government. The Democrats are in favor of allocating more funds towards education and public services, whereas the Republicans propose an incline in spending with a focus on tax reductions. Both parties admitted that reaching a consensus before the cutoff date is an insurmountable challenge. On Monday, the two legislative chambers convened once again to engage in ongoing deliberations regarding tax reductions. In a bold move, the Senate has suggested eliminating the governor's enduring tax cuts by implementing a one-time reduction of $670 million. However, the House firmly stood against this proposition, as stated in official records. Senator Cray Deeds claimed that the House then turned down a Senate proposition that offered a $890 million tax cut, which was put forward as a one-time offer.